God, morning, God, morning, God, morning, and welcome to the Master's Call. Thank you so much for dialing in and joining us. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale. I reside in Southern California. I greet one of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings on this Labor Day Monday. And on this Monday where we say, He's a wonder in my soul. He's a wonder in my soul. And we will bless his name at all times, and his praises shall continually be in our mouth. Well, God, thank you, Father, for this another day that you have allowed us to wake up in, the second day of September of 2019, the ninth month of the year, God. And we just thank you for bringing us through many trials, many tribulations, many things that we have been through. And we just thank you, God, for keeping us here another day. And so today, God, we celebrate you. We thank you for your presence here on the Master's Call. We pray right now in the name of Jesus, God, that you would download those things that we need in our life. And we lift up the Master's Call to you. We lift up the two co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We say strength in the name of Jesus. We say overflow in the name of Jesus, God. And we just thank you for artist life. And we thank you for the Diaz de Leon family. We thank you for each person who has dialed in. Father, we ask right now in the name of Jesus, God, that you would continue to protect us, that you would continue to prepare us, that you would continue to purge us and position us for the prosperity that is ahead of us, oh Father. So we will forever be grateful to give your name the glory, the honor, and praise, as we will bless your name at all times, and your praises shall continually be in our mouth, because you are a wonder in our souls. And these things I decree and declare in the matchless, in the marvelous, in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. I pray these things. Amen, amen, and amen. Host, are you there?
I am here, Minister Tiffany. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, Minister Ty. The platform is yours. Take it away.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Master's Call. First, let me say thank you to our dear, amazing, and wonderful songbird, Minister Tiffany, for greeting and seating us and opening us up with the word of prayer. And again, I say welcome to the TMC Telecommunications Sanctuary. This call was all about the Master and was founded on October 25th, 2010, by two amazing and dynamic women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And you know, when God gives a mandate, he also gives a mission. And that mission is to enrich, enhance, and encourage believers as we begin our day. And we know our God is a God of order, so we know that this call is founded on scripture, and that scripture reference is Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Here on the Master's Call, we start this call with prayer, we end the call with prayer, and we hope that you continue each and every day in prayer. We know that we have an amazing and interactive website, and that website address is www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. And there, all the messages have been archived and recorded, as well as our speaker's bio. The theme for 2019 is, in 2019, God's hand of justice, integrity, and truth in me, individually and collectively, will clearly be seen. If you feel led by the Lord to be a part of this ministry as a greeter, such as Minister Tiffany has done, or a host, as I am doing now, or if you feel like the Lord has given you a word for such a time as this, you may, if you have any prayer requests or praise reports, please feel free to submit your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And either Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Brenda, will get back with you. Immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call. And that is held Monday through Friday right after this call. And today is none other than Inspirational Monday, and our very own Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon will be bringing forth the word. I'm now going to get out of your way so that this amazing and dynamic woman of God can come forth. Our mouthpiece with the message this morning is none other than our very own co-founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton. Dr. P.K. is a native of Monticello, Mississippi, and an alumni of Alcorn State University. Dr. P.K. is a mother of two amazing children, and she is a grandmother, and she truly is a woman after God's own heart. So I'm going to get out of the way and present to some and introduce to others our very own co-founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton. Dr. P.K., are you there?
I am, and happy Labor Day to you, Minister Kai. It's so good to hear your voice. God bless you.
Praise God. Floor is yours.
Thank you very much. To God be the glory for the great things that he has done, what he is doing as well. Thank God for Jesus. What a wonder Jesus is in our lives. And yes, yes, yes. Jesus loved me so much that he gave his life so that I can live an abundant life. A super fantastic lifestyle is what I call it. And I thank God for Jesus today. Bless the name of Jesus. And thank you, Minister Tiffany Lauderdale, for bringing us into the presence of God with that melody of praise and worship this morning. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, he does. Reminding us of the fact that Jesus is a wonder. Yes, he is. Good morning, TMC family. This is Dr. PK, and I'm so absolutely excited to be here this morning on this Labor Day, on the very first of September, the ninth month of the year, number 9, signifying that it is birthing time. Hallelujah. And most women have their babies in the ninth month. You've been carrying a baby around here, a spiritual baby, for a long time. It's time for the birthing. This is the time. This is the month. Come forward is what I am calling and decreeing and declaring that the babies come forward this month. Birthing take place this month. This is the month of birthing. How about it? I thank God this morning, and I bless his name for our own pastor, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who without the assistance here, we would not have this call. She is the glue that keeps us together. With her walking under the anointing of God, I am so grateful that she is here with us and that she is the one who helps us to keep things in order around here. With that being said, let me just get right into what it is that we are going to do this morning and do sort of on the quick side. We have been talking about prayer and fasting, and we'll continue to do so because prayer and fasting are two of the most powerful elements and tools that we have, the strategies that will absolutely open doors for us as Christians. However, it is underutilized. Both are. We pray little, and therefore we have little power. Much prayer, much power. Little prayer, little power. We fast less. If you don't fast, you can't last. Therefore, we have people dropping out, falling out, staying out of the game because they aren't fasting. People look at me and say, how do you do what you do? It's because I pray and I fast and I ask God to show me how to make it from point A to point B and learning how to hear the voice of God when he say move then and not ask, is that really you, God, or is it me? Knowing the difference in God's voice and my God and my voice and being able to move when God say, doing what God say do. When God say do it, and it always make a big difference. I had a cousin who was in the hospital 2 weeks ago, and they said, girl, had you not come on to the hospital, you would have died. They gave her medication that caused her tongue to swell, and it was cutting off her air passage. And she said she starts feeling funny. And God said, get in your car. Do not dial 911. You will not make it. She got in the car, drove herself straight to ER and said, I can't breathe. You all got to do something and do it now. And they put a trach down her throat for her to live, put her in a comatose state for a whole week. But her whole thing was, if I had not moved, had I not known the voice of God, had I just done what I thought, I'm feeling a little bad, I think I'm going to call 911. By the time she got to the hospital, her tongue was swollen so she couldn't hardly get out the words, I can't breathe. We need to, hey, glory to God, I felt that right then. God says we need to pray and fast so that we can hear and know his voice. It is life-saving. life-changing for us to hear and know the voice of God. Pray and fast so that we can stay and last. Pray and fast so that we can stay and last. My subject for today is, what are you saying to yourself? What are you saying to yourself? Are you saying to yourself, I cannot fast, girl, because I'm on medication. I can't fast because I just got to eat. I can't fast. Well, if you say you can't, you can't. Whatever you tell yourself that you can or cannot do, you best know that everything is lining up so that your words will bring to pass what it is that you say. Words that we speak out are held in the molecules to yield the expressions of what you say. Molecules have memory, and therefore, if you say you can't, the molecules will remember that and will bring it back into your life. If you say you won't, you won't. If you say you don't, you don't. But if you say I can do all things, hallelujah, through Christ Jesus who strengthens me, you can. I can, I will, and I shall in the name of Jesus. Somebody ought to say, that's me, Dr. PK, that's me. The scripture that we are coming from today comes from Psalms 141 and 3. And the word of God says, set a guard over my mouth, Lord. Keep watch over the door of my lips. This is David's prayer, and I took that prayer and I said, God, I pray now that you place an angel at the gates of my lips so that I say only the things that will bring you glory, only the things that will fulfill the purpose that you have for me in my life, only the things that will allow me to walk into your destiny. Hallelujah, place an angel there, God, so that I will only say that which will build up and not tear down, which will bless and not curse. Place an angel at the gates of my lips, Lord. What are you saying? That is the question today. What are you saying? What are you saying to yourself? What are you saying to others? What are you saying to your home and to your children? Lord, we are broke down and out. No, hallelujah, we are blessed because we belong to God, and he said that he will supply each and every one of our needs. As we are preparing for this fast, which starts on tomorrow, I said the fast starts on the 3rd of September. I said that the 10-day quarterly fast is here. The fast is here so that we can birth the things that God has placed in us, the purpose for which God has us here for. We need clarity so that we can know and hear what it is that God has for us. We need clarity. We need some time because we are so busy and there are so many other voices that's calling and pointing to our minds. And so today I'm going to stop and just give you three little strategies, three steps that will help you as you are preparing for this fast that starts on the 3rd of September, which is Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, a powerful day to start on. Number three, somebody said number three is powerful. Yes, it is. And I'm starting on three. I'm not waiting to four, neither for the day of grace 5, but I'm starting on day three. Why? Because Dr. PK said that the Lord says that this is the day for us to start in position ourselves, posturing ourselves so that we can birth these things that we have been pondering over. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. Tell somebody it is birthing time. It is prayer and fasting time. It is time for us to unite ourselves together so that we can do that which thus said the Lord. Strategy, strategy. What is strategy? Strategy is a plan, or it is an action that is used to solve a problem or to address an issue. So the strategy that I'm going to share with you is one that will assist you in preparing yourself and getting yourself ready for the fast, the 3-day fast, the 10-day fast that is starting on the 3rd day of September. How about that? The 3-day fast that is starting on the in the 9th month as we are preparing for the last quarter of this year. Come on, somebody. Says she's right up in here today. She's where we believe God will have all of us to be. I want you to take an inventory of yourself and what you've been saying to yourself about prayer and fasting. And anything that is not right, I want us to get it right. How do I want us to do that? I want you to get a bottle of oil. Hallelujah. The Bible speaks of you anointing your head with oil as you are preparing for your fast, going out looking not like you are fasting, so that others will give you the glory for the fast, but going out with a shine of glory on your face, so nobody will know that you are fasting, so that you will be rewarded by God for you keeping your fast a secret. Aha, hey, you aren't fasting for the glory of people. You are fasting so that God can bless you and bless you real good. So if you don't, I heard somebody say, I don't have any anointing oil. I want you to get a bottle of virgin olive oil and call me. I'm going to bless it and consecrate it for you. And I can even tell you how to bless and consecrate it yourself. But being that you may not feel strong enough to do it, I'll do it for you. Just give me a call and I'll do it right over the phone. In addition to that, that's step number one. I want you to get your oil. Yo, you're going to use that oil not only to anoint yourself. I want you to anoint your house, consecrate your house, get it ready for fasting. Go in that kitchen and consecrate it and make it ready for the fast. This is your day. This is your day of labor, laboring, getting yourself ready for the fast. Hallelujah. Not over the barbecue pit and grill and all of that stuff, but getting yourself ready for the birthing that is going to take place for you during this month of September. This is going to be one of the most powerful months that you've ever had in a fast that you've ever been a part of. How about it? Number two, I want you to be very proactive with this fasting by understanding who and what it is that you are going to get out of the fast. Where is that scripture right there? I had it in the Message Bible, but I think I like it a little bit better in King James. Y'all know I'm a Message Bible reading thing here lately, but I'm going to read this. This is the scripture that I want you to read over yourselves because it is a powerful scripture and it's what we want. Psalms 112, praise ye the Lord, blessed is the man or the woman that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. Their seed shall be mighty up on this earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. This number third verse is it. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, her house, and his righteousness endureth forever. Upon the upright there ariseth light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. A good man and woman showeth favor and lends, and will guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he or she shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. He or she shall not be afraid of evil tidings. Bless us, Lord. Their heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. Their heart is established. He shall not be afraid until he see his desire upon his enemy. He shall disperse. He shall give to the poor. Very generous is he. The wicked shall see it and be grieved, wondering how it has happened. But we know how it happened, right? because we are praying and fasting and positioning ourselves so that we can be known as the one that in third verse says, wealth and riches are in our house and righteousness endureth forever. We are going to do the right thing. And the third strategy is I want you to play some CDs, Pandora, whatever you need to play in your house, and get the voice print of positivity throughout your house, in your cars, so that the words that are being spoken can command your month for this time of consecration to the Lord. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you getting ready? Are you leaning into being ready for this season of fasting and prayer? I want you to know that the Bible says, and the Bible instructs us, of all of the great fasters, those who fasted and turned their plates down and put on sackcloth and ashes and laid out before the Lord and waited on God to reveal to them what their next step would be, those are the ones that we are reading about. Well, I want you to know that you are writing your story now. Somebody is going to read your story in the future. And I want you to ask yourself the question, what am I saying so that they will have something to read in the future? What am I saying today so that my future will be bright enough for somebody to read in the future? What am I saying? What am I saying? What am I saying? What am I saying to myself? What am I saying about my family? What am I saying about my business? I can't get nobody to join me in the business over here. Maybe this is not where you need to be then. Ask yourself. If you can't say nothing good about it, good enough that somebody wants to join you, maybe this ain't where you're supposed to be. Maybe, just maybe, you don't understand why you are here and what you are supposed to be doing here. So this is a good time for you to get into the face of God, so you can hear the voice of God telling you exactly what it is that you are supposed to be doing. Speak, Lord Jesus. I'm here to tell you, I can testify that when you ask, you shall receive. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and doors will be open unto you. Hallelujah. I thank God because windows of opportunity are opening up for you. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. And you will have more coming your way than you will have room enough to receive. As I bring this to a close right now with this last saying, call me at 586-747-8000, the last part of your strategy. Call me, 586-747-8000, so that we can together go down this road on day three for 10 days, ending on the 13th day. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're going to walk this thing out, y'all. God has lined it up. God has already worked it out. You're talking about, God, are you going to work it out for me? No, he said, I've done all I'm going to do. I sent Jesus, and it's already done. You've got to walk it out. I'm not doing another thing for you. You've got to get up and walk it out. It's already done for you. It's a done deal. It's a done deal. We've got to walk it out. Say what you mean and mean what you say. Come on back, Minister Kai, and take us out of here today.
Thank you, Dr. PK, for that on-time word. I will be calling you back shortly to give us our benediction. But first, let us go to God in prayer for our prayer request. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we just want to say thank you for the amazing woman of God, Dr. PK Roberts-Patton. Lord, you know every need, spoken, unspoken. You know every prayer request. You know every praise report. And right now, we ask that you continue to keep her heart and mind as her heart and mind are stayed on you, O God. Father God, continue to strengthen her and be her hedge of protection. Lord, we thank you for Dr. PK Roberts, and we ask right now that you just hold her tight, O Lord. Father, we thank you for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Lord, be a hedge of protection around her and Mother Josie. Continue to give her the desires of her heart as she delights herself in you. Father, touch her mind, touch her body, touch her spirit, Lord, and just give her all that she needs. Father, we thank you and pray for the Des de Leon family and artists like, Father, who without them we would not be here on this call. So, Lord, we ask that you be a hedge of protection around the family. Father, continue to guide them. Give them the words to say and the ideas, and just give them the God idea that helps them move forward for artist life. Lord, we ask that you touch every member of the TMC family, oh, Heavenly Father. Father, you know the needs, spoken and unspoken, and we trust and believe that it's working out according to your Jeremiah 29:11 plan for our lives. So, Lord, as we get ready to leave this call, we thank you, we praise you, we glorify you, and we seal it in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And we say amen, amen, and amen. Again, immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call, and it is Inspirational Mondays, where Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon will be our host and giving the message this morning. And that number is 712-770-4005, and the access code is 294-617-pound. Again, 712-770-4005, and the access code is 294-617-pound. If you would like to hear the current day's message again today, you can do so by dialing 712-432-1085, and the access code is 957-677-pound. Again, we are just so grateful that each and every one of you have joined us this morning, and we look forward to hearing you again tomorrow. And I now turn the call back over to Dr. PK to give us our benediction.
Yes, ma'am. I am here. Thank you so much, Minister Kai. To God be the glory for you being with us here on Labor Day. We love, love, love you, and pray that August was a super fantastic month for you. As we are now entering September, I just say to each and every one of you, remember to pray and ask God to prepare you for this 10-day fast so that the anointing of the Holy Spirit will keep you when you feel that you cannot keep yourself. I promise you he will do just that for you. Now may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ rest, rule, and abide with each and every one of you as we all enjoy this Labor Day together, as we prepare ourselves to go forward in becoming much stronger prayer warriors, serving on the front line here, knowing without a shadow of a doubt that this is where God has called us for such a time as this. Praying and believing that God has called us for such a time as this. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Go out and have a super fantastic day, my friends. I love you. God bless each and every one of you. Bye-bye.